Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We're your hosts, Alec Combs,
Jesse Sarowitz,
and Jake the Snake Rubin.
I haven't had my haircut since February, so shout out
Me
to
Me neither.
Dude, tomorrow getting... we're legally allowed, so I'm going.
Oh,
yeah.
Good
for even you. Though it's not a good idea and you shouldn't be out in public, still wear a mask, hashtag.
You can still
get a haircut.
No. I already have an appointment on Thursday.
It's fine, just do it.
I should get a haircut, but... More like hair grow, am I right, boys?
That's true. Well, I don't have that problem.
Oh, poor Jake.
Anyway, this is the podcast where we improvise a table read. That is where we come up with all the dialogue for a movie, come up with all the action for a movie, all that fun, good stuff right off the top of our heads based on the suggestion of a movie one of us has recently seen. This week, it's up to me. I, by the suggestion of our good listener, Jessica, have watched A Bug's Life.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's it about?
believe it or not, it's about a bug.
What? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One?
An ant.
Oh.
Yeah, just the one.
Is there a bully? Is there an ant bully?
Oh my gosh, did you know Ant Bully was a book before it was a movie?
Really?
What? I remember reading it in third grade.
Ant Bully
before
the book,
movie
the
came
movie?
Out?
Yeah, like way before the movie came out. Anywho, Ant so Bully. Bug's Life.
Yeah.
Bug's Life, I hadn't seen in years and years and years, so I couldn't remember the plot at all.
Yeah.
So here's
It's one of those Pixar movies that you just don't watch that much.
In one ear and out the other, basically.
Like Bug's Life.
We get it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
so
continue.
Bug's Life stars this neurotic ant. His name is Flick.
It's Flick. I remember that much.
Because for the longest time, I thought they were saying Flit, and I was like, that's just a stupid name for an ant, but it's Flick, which is better. Anyway, so the ants they're gathering food for the evil grasshoppers because they're being extorted by the grasshoppers. So they have to get all this food for them.
Capitalistic society.
Yeah, honestly, it's like Ant Island, which is where they live, is run by a mob of grasshoppers. So they're gathering all this food, and Flick's kind of an inventor, so he invents this thing that helps them chop down grass. It's like a giant saw made out of wood.
A wood saw.
You know, what an ant would build.
Okay.
And so he's...
I'll say, I don't think ants invent things.
I don't think so. Do you know monkeys use tools?
Yeah, they've entered the stone
age. Isn't that freaking weird?
Yeah, it's a little scary.
They're going to rise up. Planet of the Apes.
Rise up.
Anyway.
Rise up, monkeys.
So some stuff happens, and all the ants... They go down into the anthill, and Flick, he trips on something, and he knocks down all the food into,
Flick.
Like, the creek or the river, into the water. So all the food is gone, and all the ants are inside because the grasshoppers are coming.
And they're just like, what happened?
And they don't hear it or anything, so they're all inside, and, like, the shot is of the ants in the anthill, and you can hear all the grasshoppers outside the anthill, and they're mad because all the food's gone.
Yeah.
And so the princess who
I'm
is
Kevin Spacey grasshopper.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
mad.
Yeah. We're getting there. So they all kick. They kick in like the ceiling of the anthill, and they threaten everybody. And Kevin Spacey's the bad guy, which wow,
that aged well.
So the grasshoppers tell the ants, like, hey, you gotta double our required food amount or we'll, kill you, basically.
Do grasshoppers, like, eat ants in
I don't,
real
I
life
don't
or
know.
Something?
Do ants
I don't
eat
know.
Grasshoppers?
I think an ant would eat a grasshopper, but I don't think
I'd
it would
eat
kill
an
a
ant.
Grasshopper.
I have eaten an ant. All right.
I have eaten grasshoppers.
Oh, look at us. Together,
wow.
We've both eaten...
We're unstoppable.
Together, A Bug's Life happened in your stomach.
Uh-huh.
So Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who plays the princess.
No way.
Yeah, way. Oh, right.
I'm literally like looking up right now who else was in this.
Yeah.
Like Hayden Panettiere was the little
was the
aunt.
Little one, and then
no
the queen
way.
Is the queen is played by the woman I can only describe as Jimmy Neutron's grandmother. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
Anyway, so that it'll save the queen. She plays just the queen, but she's the same voice actress who played.
It's Phyllis Diller.
Yeah, Phyllis Diller.
Why does that sound so familiar?
Because she's like a famous comedian, but. I know her because she played Jimmy Neutron's grandmother in the TV show. Anywho, So Flick says, we have to just go find some warriors and maybe we could fight the grasshoppers. And yeah, that's Phyllis Diller. If you're watching, Jake has shown us a picture of Phyllis Diller.
She's screaming.
Anyway,
so
let's stop talking about
so
the actors.
So the Ant Council is like, yeah, okay, let him go so we can think of another plan to get all the food so he's not in the way because he's a nuisance ant. He's different.
Mm-hmm.
So Louis-Dreyfus says, yeah, go find some warriors from, you know, the Bug City or whatever across the river and don't come back till you find them.
Which
is supposed to buy them time.
Is it Bug City or Bug's Life?
It is. I don't know what it is. So Flick goes to Bug City and he runs into a bug circus, a circus troupe. And so before Flick shows up, you show that they're
led by a flea because
yeah,
aren't
it's a
flea
circus.
Circuses.
Yeah, yeah. It's led by a flea, but these other bugs are not fleas. Anyway, the scene before Flick goes to Bug City is the circus performers doing their circus act, and at the end of the circus act, they basically burn down the whole circus. So the flea fires all of them. So they all go to the bar to be sad and reminisce, I guess, because they're all, you know, good buddies. And Flick runs into them at the bar, and they end up getting in like this big fight with some flies at the bar. So there's a big fight, and the bar's in, like, a tin can, so it, like, rolls away, and they're all in the tin can rolling around and stuff. And at the end, Flick's like, you guys are the greatest warriors ever. You're so brave. Will you come
full stop
and help my people? Yeah. But he makes it, like, it's a misunderstanding, so they think he's hiring them to be, like, a circus performing troupe for his colony.
Oh, no.
So they're like, yeah, okay, you have a job for us. All right. So they go to Ant Island again, and Flick's like, look, I brought these warriors, and they're like, you want us to fight the grasshoppers, and they're ready to quit. So they tell Flick, like, hey, listen, we're circus performers, and we're not warriors, and they have a big fight, and they're, you know, arguing, and the princess and Flick kind of have, like, a flirty moment.
Ooh,
and,
good for
yeah.
Flick.
So Flick convinces them, the circus performers, just to go with the bit, and he'll help them fight the grasshoppers. He'll come up with this plan.
Commit
to the bit. Commit. You guys be the warriors, and I'll come up with the plan, and you just have to do what you guys do. So they come up with this bird. They make this bird out of leaves and sticks and stuff, and that helps them. It's going to help them fight the grasshoppers. So they do all that. There's a montage of them building the bird and these circus performers.
Because the grasshoppers hate birds.
They do. Well, all bugs hate birds. There's a scene earlier that I kind of just missed because it's just setting up the bird plot of like
They're flying away.
They're flying. Hayden Panettiere's little ant character, the little ant princess, is attacked by a bird. Yeah, thank you.
She's in Heroes, right? That's how I know her.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's the cheerleader. Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
So long story short, they don't gather any food. The grasshoppers show up and they're angry. They're like, "Where's all of our food, you freaking buttholes?
You freaking ants!"
And then they, you know, they they let the bird on a string go, and it scares all the grasshoppers. And you know, there's a fight, and then they figure out the bird is fake. And then they, you know, the big fight. But the ants, they figure out that they way outnumber the grasshoppers, so they can just rise up and fight them. Just like how it's
rise
political.
Up,
rise up
rise
and fight
up,
them.
Ants.
So it's very political
and
of like
uncles.
The people have the power and the grasshoppers do not.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I like that.
So that's basically the gist of it. Kevin Spacey plays the bad. I don't actually remember what happens at the end, to be honest with you. I think I might have fallen asleep.
He turns into a butterfly.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
the German, that. The German little caterpillar turns into a butterfly.
I'm a beautiful butterfly. Look at me go.
Well, it's like an actual bird shows up.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And eats the grasshoppers.
Oh, I must have fallen asleep at the end.
Well, at least Alec remembers.
Yeah, that's good because
all I remember was the caterpillar and butterfly.
Yeah, probably. The caterpillar. The stick bug always had
Heimlich. That was the caterpillar's
Heimlich.
Name.
Wow.
You
wow, really you remember
watched it.
You know, there's I know things about Pixar. I like keeping up with Pixar knowledge.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting studio. Even though I haven't watched Bug's Life in a long ass time.
I should watch Bug's Life. But I don't need to.
You should.
Cuz I just
we're about to make a better one.
Yeah,
better
we are. Bug's Life 2.
It's not the actual name.
Well,
I mean, Who knows? You know the name, viewer. You're like that isn't the name. I'm looking at the name right now.
I already know it's called.
Yeah, it's called that.
It's called beer. All right, let's do it.
All right. Let's get into it. Exterior. Yeah. Field. Day. A trail of. It's a group of praying mantises are getting together, and they're walking around this large field looking for food. One praying mantis says to another, "This thing."
So I
hold
was
on a second.
What?
It says this thing. That's just funny. Okay, go ahead, Jake.
So I was talking to the Almighty this morning.
Where are you?
I was, and he's gifted me with knowledge.
Do tell, prophet. Do tell.
The knowledge that has been gifted to me is of an impending attack.
An impending attack?
An impending attack.
From whom?
From me!
Prophet praying mantis bites off the other praying mantis's head.
And then he has intercourse with the body.
All the onlooking praying mantises kneel down before the prophet's praying mantis.
That's right, worship your god.
We see in the background some roly polies looking at this sight. Holy shit, dude! Yeah, you fucking see that?
I freaking saw it. It was wild, bro. That was wild.
We might have to get out of Dodge, man. These praying mantises look like they're about to take over this place.
Honestly, I think there's an impending attack coming.
Yeah, I think I heard that prophet boy say that, too.
Yeah, he said that. Can you believe they freaking eat each other like that? I'd never eat you, bro.
I'd never eat you, too, unless you want me to. In a sexual... No.
Bro.
Whoa.
Whoa.
What? What?
No, I'm not bugophobic, but...
okay, man. Yeah.
You're a little more poly than roly, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm trying to get up that... I'm trying to cut off those extra .000001 pounds, you know?
Yeah, I understand, bro. I understand.
I'm sorry. I'm a little peckish lately.
That's okay, bro. That's okay. I'm just saying, maybe we should leave. You're right. Maybe we should leave.
Yeah, we should get out of here and go to Bugtropolis.
Bugtropolis. All right, let's go. Let's do it.
The New Haven.
We probably got to tell the roly-poly civilization we're leaving.
Of course.
The praying mantis onslaught, you know what I'm saying?
Do they have to know?
Our families? I guess not. I guess they don't have to know.
Yeah.
But I think just like if we run off together, they'll just say that we ran off as lovers, and that's not true. Again, I'm not bugophobic, bro. Not bugophobic.
That's good. That's good, man. That's good. All right. I guess we could tell them.
Do a solid for me. I mean them.
Exterior roly-poly grandmother's house.
Hey, grandma.
Yes.
Grandma.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, grandma?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. How's your heart?
What?
You're hot.
Oh, I thought you called me hot.
Nah, grandma. We're family.
Oh, I mean, you know, I'm a little roly. You know, I'm not so poly.
Yeah, you're a little too roly for the poly.
I'm a little too roly. So, what are you doing here? You never visit. You never visit. You never
grandma,
visit.
Grandma.
You know when the last time he visited was?
When?
Never. Because you never visit.
Grandma, I've been doing things. I've been rolling I've been under rocks, Grandma.
Well, I'll tell you what you need.
He's been making good money for his family.
I've been making money for my family, Grandma.
Who are you, friend of my grandson?
My name's Trevor. Nice to meet you.
Sorry, we
never met before because, as you say,
he's never visited.
I'm basically with Trevor all the time, Grandma. You wouldn't know him because I never come over.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, so why are you here?
Grandma, we have something to tell you.
Okay.
Something important.
All right.
Trevor and I, we're leaving.
We're going to Bugtropolis.
We're going to Bugtropolis.
You know... I had an old flame back in Bugtropolis.
Ooh.
Maybe
here, take this card. She slides him a little bug card. When you get the bug, when you get the Bugtropolis, give him a ring and maybe he'll pick you up. He owes me after all he left me with.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, grandma, this is a new side of you I never heard.
Well, you would have heard if you visited, but you never visit.
Grandma, I'm making money for my family.
Yeah, well, I've been the matriarch. I've been making money for the family for years. You know.
Well, we're leaving, Grandma. I hope your heart is fine.
Wait, we got a second thing to tell her about the doom.
About the doom.
Oh, the doom. The doom. That's right. We were out over by the praying mantises.
Watch out.
You know them, Grandma?
I do know them. Anyway, an old flame of mine, he was rising up in the ranks. Last I heard, he called himself the Prophet.
Grandma, we need to talk to you about the Prophet.
About the Prophet?
Your old flame was the Prophet?
Yeah. Also, the Prophet seems really young, were you?
You know.
You're not very young, Grandma.
Well, Grandma gets around.
Okay, the Prophet. We need
she
to tell
likes
you
to
about
roll
him.
With a new crowd.
I do. I also like to poll with the new crowd. Speaking of polling, have you thought about who you're voting for?
Grandma, it's not important
right now.
I'm just kidding. Wait,
I
got to tell you, the Prophet, he's setting up an uprising.
An uprising? Yeah,
praying mantis into uprising. They're probably going to eat all of us.
Okay, we'll stop him.
You want us to stop him?
Yeah. I'm leaving, Grandma. I can't be here for that.
Us two lowly roly-poly?
We're roly-poly.
you're going to leave me, a four-year-old roly-poly, an old lady roly-poly, because I'm not sure how long roly-polies usually last, but I'm old in roly-poly years, you see?
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to leave me to kill my ex-flame?
I mean, you don't specifically have to be the one to kill the ex-flame.
How about
we could ask all my brothers and my sisters. They could help.
No. You.
Well, we could ask Trevor's
brothers and sisters, but
he's an only roly-poly child.
Because...
Why me?
From the moment you were born, I knew you were special.
Special how, Grandma? Special how?
Special because I know about the birthmark on your...
Tookus.
Are they... Yeah... I was going to say, are they called legs? What are they called?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they're called I think they're called legs.
Like stakes?
Appendages?
Maybe I just made that up. I don't know, but you have a birthmark.
Yeah, buggle it right now. Google.
I'm buggling it.
Buggle it. So, young boy, who are you? While he's buggling.
I'm Trevor.
Oh, you're Trevor? I just...
Nice to meet you.
Sorry, I got bad bars here.
No, that's okay. So, do you visit your grandmother?
I do. I visited her just last week.
Oh, good. Because guess who
doesn't visit? You may know her.
Oh, yeah?
She goes to Bug Bingo. Buggle. Bingo. Buggo.
All right, okay. So they're legs.
Oh, okay. They're called legs. All right.
Do you know there's
cool.
a roly-poly that's not related to us that's a crustacean? That's wild, don't you think?
Like a crab?
What?
Yeah, like a crab, except for... So we're technically called pill millipedes, but people call them roly-polies.
Very informative. All right, you can
I got a crustacean cousin.
Oh, you
over
do?
Over in Philly.
Wait, what's his name?
His name is Raleigh.
Fucked him. All right, you can leave my house now.
Grandma, okay, fine. We're going, fine.
Wait. Okay, no, you warned me. You're good. You did all
this.
No,
you're telling me. We're going to... I feel like there's a moral obligation for me to stop these freaking...
go to Bugtropolis. Live your life. Let me die.
No, you guilted me into it, Grandma.
No,
I have to,
I'm
a reluctant hero now.
No.
I have to stop the Prophet.
You have to stop the Prophet?
Yeah, you told me to stop the Prophet.
I want you to go out. Live your life, you know? I'll die. I'm dying.
You're sending mixed signals, Grandma.
Yeah, honestly, you literally just told me that I have the birthmark on my leg.
You do? All right, fine. Stop the Prophet. I wanted you to... That's fine. I have lots of old flames. You can
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. We're going to go jump up a gang at Bug Metropolis, I guess.
Okay, but...
Cool.
But if you call Don, just don't tell him. Who I am. Just say that you found the number on the street. Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. What? Okay.
Leave my house.
Cut to... Exterior street of Bugtropolis. Our two roly-polies, Trevor and the one.
Yeah, you haven't named yourself.
Let's call him Ollie.
Ollie.
O-L-I?
O-L-L-I-E.
Oh,
but yes.
Okay.
Ollie.
Anyway, so they're on the street, and they're looking for a phone booth. I swear to God, I should have charged my phone this morning. I'm sorry, it's dead.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, there it is, right there.
All
right,
hey, here it is.
Right, yeah. What?
Who are we dialing?
We're gonna call Don. Remember the card? You have the card my grandma gave you?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay. He hands him the card, and he starts to dial with two legs. The phone rings.
Ring.
Hello?
Ring.
Hello?
Don.
Hello?
Is this Don?
Don? Yeah? Who is
Don.
This? Where did you find this number?
I found your number on the street.
Oh, good.
Trevor gives him a thumbs up.
All right, are you? I'll pick you up.
How did you know I needed a ride?
People only call if they need rides. They never call Don for anything else.
All right, I'm at the phone booth on Thorax and Wing. Those are names of streets. Don?
The phone rings again. Ring. He's calling back. He's calling back.
Oh, okay. Hello.
I hung up. You must not have heard me. I said I hung up.
No, I didn't hear you hang up.
Oh, no. That's okay. I know where you are. Don't worry. You're right outside my window. You can come up.
Oh, my goodness.
Trevor looks over. He sees an old roly-poly getting into a car and driving over. Hello.
Hello. Are you going to come in?
Yeah,
I guess.
The car? They get in the car.
Okay. Where to?
Don, we're looking for a gang, I guess.
A gang?
Somebody who can help us fight praying mantises.
I can.
Okay, well, you're like what, 5 years old? That's you're ancient, bro.
I know I'm ancient,
but hold on, Ollie.
What?
I think look at the back of the card. It says he's the Don.
Oh, he's the Don. You're the Don.
If you want to do business, you have to go through me.
All right.
Well, we're looking for the Bug Mafia or the Bug Gang.
I guess a Bug Gang.
The Mafia.
The Crips.
The
Mafia.
Well, Bugafia.
You're looking at the Bug Mafia Don right here.
Yeah, we saw the car. Just we understand. Okay, I'm getting a short fuse here.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so you're in my car. You're with the Don of the Bugs.
Yes.
Do you have... okay, here. I'll bring you to the Italian restaurant where we do business.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
please
fine,
do.
I guess.
All right.
We want to meet the crew.
You want to meet the crew?
Yes.
Well, okay. Come with me. They stop the car. They look up. To the right, there's a place that says Pizza Palace with a bug flipping a pizza in the air with a bug mustache and a bug hat. All right, Pizza Palace. This is where we
He's wearing a bug hat.
Yeah, a bat. All right, come in.
All right.
Make sure you shut the door properly.
Of course.
We don't want to let bugs in.
No. All right, let's go in. They open the door. Ding, ding.
The whole restaurant is laid out with like red and white checkered tablecloths and old restaurant seating.
Trevor closes the door behind him and securely locks it. A bug tries to get in.
All right, so do you want pizza or we could just go right to the back?
Let's just go right to the back.
Yeah, we don't need pizza.
Well,
let's
I'm
right
peckish, so I'm going to order myself a pizza.
Okay, right, fine. We'll get pizza.
All right, good.
Isn't this your restaurant?
Yeah.
Or do you just come here to do business?
No, it's my restaurant, and I can eat pizza in my old restaurant. What are you, bug police?
No, we're trying to...
Yeah, you better not be the bug police.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the police.
I've known you for my whole life.
Not
Ollie,
a fan of the
on,
police. All right. So I'll just go back. All right, no, I don't need a pizza. Let's just go to the back. The boys are waiting for you.
Let's go to the back.
All right.
Interior back.
Back room.
Back room.
Before they enter, we see the group of the Bug Mafia. We see a group of a spider
and
there.
There's a mosquito and a grasshopper and a leech. Is leech a bug?
It is now.
I don't know. And he's like the oddball out.
They're playing poker. And they're smoking cigars.
The spider's the dealer.
All right, we're playing 20. Wait, they're playing poker, not 21 blackjack. All right, he deals the cards. He has the cards, boys. Plenty of chips. I've never played poker.
The mosquito said, "Ah, okay. I need a hit me. Is that how this works? I've never played poker."
I think it is. Okay, I'll hit you.
Who does a bitch got to kiss around here for a Bloody Mary? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you there, buddy.
I hear you there. You know what my wife said to me the other day?
What was that, buddy?
She said, "You suck." I said, "Thanks, honey." This is just my mosquito stand up.
What a compliment.
Funny a enough, you suck. That's all I do.
This is the leech.
Fucking Larry.
Larry the leech. That's me. All right. Monopoly.
a ladybug walks in as the waitress, and she's just like,
"Did I hear somebody say they want a Bloody Mary?"
I did, thank you.
I'll take
here you go.
Larry the leech.
Keep the chains.
You keep your mouth to yourself, Larry.
And our main characters enter the back room.
All right, these are the boys. This is Larry. And this is the dealer.
Hey, I'm the dealer.
What's your name, dealer?
It's a great question.
My name is Spider Joe.
Spider Joe, nice to meet you. I'm Ollie.
Spider Joe, the dealer. And what's your name, Mosquito?
What's my name?
Yeah.
It's Skeeter, you dumbass.
Oh, Skeeter, the mosquito. And we also have a grasshopper who's not saying anything. So
he's the dark, mysterious one.
He's the dark, mysterious one. All right. So, boys, I got a business proposition for you. As you done, I'm telling you, we need to go fight people, I think. Are you in?
How much does it pay?
Yeah. You know, you ask questions first, do things later.
All right, I'm asking the questions right now.
All right.
What does it pay?
It pays.
What does it pay?
It pays you staying alive.
Are you threatening
me? You're
going
to kill us?
I'm your Don. I do what I want.
Oh, you got us there.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. I'll do it, but I won't be happy about it.
Well, what can I do to make you happy?
Pay me.
All right.
How about three? Three tickets.
Three tickets?
Yeah.
Three whole tickets?
Three ticket stubs.
Oh, my God.
No, it was tickets. Now you say it's ticket stubs.
Ticket stubs. Our currency, the ticket stubs.
I understand. That's the currency. I also live in bug travel.
Oh, I know.
Those are worth its weight in gold.
It's worth its weight in ticket stubs. All right. Four ticket stubs.
Make it five.
Four.
Make it five.
Four.
Five.
Three.
Seven. All right.
I'll give you one ticket. A full ticket.
Boss,
those are rare.
A full ticket. Those are worth five ticket stubs.
All right, we'll do it. We'll do it for the ticket.
All right.
One for each of us. That's four.
No, one. Spider. One that you split.
Make it two that we split.
I'll make it one that you split, and I'll give you all massages.
Ooh, roly-poly massages are nice.
You know what we say? We roly-polies do massage.
All right, you got yourself a deal,
boss.
That
is the slogan of this Pizza Palace place.
Spider Joe, you and I'm in.
Oh, I'm in.
What about you, Larry?
In.
Larry, you disgust me.
He's sucking up a large Bloody Mary.
What about on Grasshopper, friend? Is he in?
He just nods. All right. Well.
All right. The crew will do it, boss.
Is the ladybug part of the...
No, I think she's just a waitress.
She can join if she wants.
Yeah, she's in. She's in.
Oh, I'm in.
Oh,
she's in.
Perfect.
All right, boss. We got a five bug crew.
All right, perfect. Wait, so who are we beating up? We have everybody.
Listen, I'll explain.
Okay,
all right,
please.
Everybody. My name is Ollie.
Hello, Ollie. How are you?
I'm Trevor.
Hi. Hello. Hi, Trevor.
So we've been chosen to stop the prophet.
Okay.
He's a praying mantis. We saw him kill somebody this morning. We need to stop him because he's going to take over our village.
Spider Joe is still shuffling cards. So is he like the Joker of this place? Or is he like the king?
He's like the Two of Diamonds.
Oh, that's a trump card.
It is. Yeah, so it's very serious. Listen, I've got this birthmark on my leg.
Oh,
you can
nice.
All see it.
They all gasp.
So I'm supposed to...
It's the birthmark.
Oh, it's official?
Yes, there's a shrine in the back of the Pizza Palace.
Aren't we in the back of the Pizza Palace?
The back
now?
Of the back.
The back of the back.
Oh yeah, I see it. I can
in the
see
alleyway.
Oh,
there's a
the window.
Yeah, but the window.
All right, okay.
But the blinds are down. So
what is it? What does it say? Is it a prophecy about me?
Here,
or
do you want me to raise the blinds?
Yeah,
It's in Bug Greek.
Raise the blinds, but the blinds are doing like that thing where it's like. Oh,
no,
and
gotta,
finally he gets it.
You got to get the string. Okay, cool.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Good thing Spider Joe knows how to speak Bug Greek.
All right, speak it.
Read it.
Speak it.
Speak Bug Greek? Okay.
I'm ready. You can just
no,
translate
I'm just gonna speak
it.
English.
Yeah,
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 I'll
yeah,
just
yeah,
translate
yeah, yeah,
it.
Just translate it.
I'm sorry. I'm rusty in Bug Greek.
No, that's okay.
Come to know. It says here, he who has the birthmark on the leg is the one who will take down the mega bug grasshopper. No, not grasshopper. Praying mantis. Sorry.
Yeah, I've heard that the symbol for grasshopper and praying mantis are similar.
The grasshopper's
yeah,
just
similar.
Staring at them now.
Nah, it's not like that, bro. It's not like that.
It's not like that.
Calm down. Calm down. Down
anyway,
with you.
Guys,
down. Down.
Listen, we need to hire you guys because we need to do some kind of... We think doing some sort of secret assassination might be easier. We talked about it in the car on the way here. If we assassinate the prophet... The praying mantises won't attack us.
Hmm.
How do you guys
that
think?
That is a plus.
What do you guys think about that, Spider Joe?
He puts in seven of his legs. I'm in.
Whoa, crazy balance, bouncing on one leg like that.
Yeah, man.
All right, what about you, Skeeta? You in? I'm in. I'm in. He puts in his nose. All right, what about you, Larry?
Larry goes, I'm in. And then, because he doesn't have arms, so he just kind of like flops down.
And puts like the tail. I don't fucking know what a leech has.
Here, let me boggle it.
Oh, yeah, boggle it. So while he's boggling, do you visit your grandmother?
Who are you talking to right now?
Talking to you.
Who am I?
Whoever
somebody
you want.
Somebody has the grasshopper. You're right.
Grasshopper, you in? The grasshopper just nods.
What about the ladybug? What about the ladybug?
Yeah, I'm in. Mm-hmm.
All right.
She's checking her due in a mirror. I don't know.
All right. We have plane tickets for tomorrow morning, so everybody...
Tickets?
No,
those are high-end commodities.
No, Don, the plane tickets.
Oh, the plane tickets! Boo! No one likes those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if they were carnival tickets.
Admit Don, did you one. Know you slept? Don, did you know you slept with my grandmother?
Who's your grandmother? Wait.
Shangri-La?
Shangri-La? Oh, man. Not only did I sleep with her, we did more than that.
I don't understand how to do more than that.
We got married.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Don, I didn't know you were a married man. I didn't know you were one to tie yourself down. And then
I had kids.
In the middle of the Spider Joe is weaving a web that's tying down the Don.
I had kids and everything. Yep.
With her? With my grandmother?
Yeah, with your grandmother.
That means you're my grandfather.
I don't know. Let's get a test. We'll worry about this later. I'm not. All right. Let's go to the airport.
All right. Let's go. Cut to next day. The airport. They're at the terminal waiting for the plane.
they're quite a crew. You just see like a long.
They're all just a long line of like leech, grasshopper, ladybug, roly poly, spider, mosquito.
Oh, Skeeter takes the lead on this.
Skeeter could have probably flew, but. it's neither here or there.
So Ladybug can technically fly
they?
Too.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. A lot of them could have flied, but the Don's paying for everything, so they might as well just splurge a little bit.
Yeah, you know, that Pizza Palace money comes in handy.
Yes, it does. All right,
Trevor.
What up,
Trevor? It's me, Ollie. I'm talking to you.
Okay. Oh, hi.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm nervous.
Dude, I am too.
I don't know if these guys are hardened criminals. What if they don't?
Yeah, I don't know if we can trust them.
Well, yeah, that. And what if they don't want to do the job that we? Because we're not really paying them. The Don is.
That's a good point, Ollie. I don't know. I think we just gotta. They seem to be into it back at the Pizza Palace. I think
they liked it, and the Ladybug came, and she's just a waitress. But I just. I'm an unwilling hero, and what if I let my grandma down?
Dude, this is your hero's journey. Like,
I know,
you got...
I kind of don't want to be on it. I kind of just want to be rolling at the
next,
casino.
Next, through the bug metal detector, next!
All right, listen, I'll talk to you on the plane.
Okay.
All right, I'll go first through the detector.
You can take your shoes off. Please take your shoes off.
Sorry, it's taking a while. I'm wearing 4 pairs of shoes.
I know. But you're not wearing socks, though.
No, I don't wear socks.
That would be insane. All right, go through.
Socks are a little too poly for my roly.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys doing? You have quite the little group there.
We're
a performance ensemble.
Yeah.
Perform something.
We're doing Hamlet.
Okay, let's see it.
I
love Hamlet.
Okay.
Guys, come in here. They're doing Hamlet. Come on.
Oh, God.
The whole TF. Group, they're all.
They have the whole gaggle of them. They're all looking at him.
All the other tourists and passengers are ogling at them.
The Don turns to
everybody.
The
entire airport has come to a standstill.
What are you guys doing? What is this?
The mosquito speaks up. Everybody, we are a performing troupe. We're doing Hamlet. And this is the soliloquy from the third act. Of Hamlet. Take it away.
Spider Joe comes up. Welcome to our little Hamlet.
The grasshopper steps forward and waves him off.
Oh, God.
Light.
A light, a firefly casts a light onto the grasshopper.
To be or not to be, that is the question. To suffer the slings and slewies of vermicious arrows, and by opposing them, die.
They pass
to sleep, perchance to dream. And I sleep no more. Thank you. There's stunned silence as the light fades away.
And like the actual fluorescent lights come back on.
The first agent stands up. It starts slowly clapping. Everybody else gets up and they all start clapping, and then it's thunderous applause. Yay!
Hooray. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
You guys
Holy
missed your flight.
Shit. Cut to. We go back to the. We go back to the praying mantises. The prophet is at a bug-shaped altar.
God, I hear you, but I don't know if I have the strength to do it. Oh,
excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Excuse us. Yes. Excuse us.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
We've been preparing the invasion force, sir.
All right.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
They're almost ready.
Was it worth interrupting my daily prayer?
Well, we wanted to tell you that, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, we needed to pray as well.
Yes, we wanted to join the prophet.
Well, the prophet can, you know, he talks to the Almighty and then he passes on his.
Are you saying
we're not good enough?
No.
Are you saying we don't need to pray?
Are you saying that we don't need to follow God?
I am the answer to your prayers, my children.
We understand that, but we are praying mantises. We'd like to pray.
Okay, well, go for it. I am a kind and benevolent.
Dear God, we want to thank you for this wonderful day before we kill all the roly-poly bugs.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. We also want to thank you. I'm talking to God.
I am God.
I'm thinking,
oh.
You're God incarnated?
Well, I believe I am, yes. That's why I'm your prophet.
You're no prophet. You're a messiah.
I am.
What's the difference between a prophet and a messiah? Real quick.
A prophet can talk to God, but they're not necessarily divine in and of itself. The prophecy is a gift from God, whereas the messiah is God incarnate, and he's coming to save us.
Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Well, then I am a messiah. I have ascended. This morning.
Well,
I
now
was...
we have to change everything.
I know.
We were thinking that you were a prophet. Now we have to take into account that you're a fucking messiah.
I know. Maybe we should. We have to build more statues of you.
More
probably.
Statues, or I will turn your blood to orange.
orange what?
Orange. I'll make it orange.
Just the color orange?
Both.
Wait. What do you mean both?
I answered the question before you said it. I am evolving.
Six. My lord.
Yes.
My lord.
Mm-hmm.
The invasion force is ready, and we are ready to do your bidding. This is a holy crusade for you, my lord.
All right. Well.
Also, can I ask you some things?
Sure. Yeah.
So my niece has a broken leg. Can you heal that?
She's dead now.
That's not what I wanted, God.
I have a request as well.
Yes. My child.
Could you make a bug cameo for my friend? He's a really big fan of you. Just like say some things about him.
How many ticket stubs?
Well, you're the one. It's your price. So say the price and we'll pay it.
23 ticket stubs and 4 full tickets.
Holy shit.
Can you afford that? Can you afford that?
I'll have to.
All right, Pam.
Thank you, Messiah.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll get to it eventually.
I'd like to confess my sins now.
Okay, I will absolve you of your sins.
Okay,
it
I am a
on
sinner.
How bad they are though.
So, I was at the store the other day, and I saw they were selling flies by a dozen. Right, because that's what we eat. Right.
Yeah.
And I just plucked one off of a bunch and took it and ate it.
Oh, that's not good.
Can you forgive me?
No.
Oh, my God. Please forgive me.
I have one unforgivable sin, and that's thievery.
Oh, my God. Really? What about murder?
Murder is forgiven, for I do commit that sometimes.
And technically, he murdered a fly.
Yeah, what? That's true, but I did steal it. I didn't pay for it.
You did not pay. Well, if you go pay for it, then I'll absolve you. Otherwise, I'll eat your face.
It's
right
retroactive.
Now.
I can pay for it now.
Yeah.
What about like the moral decency to not do it in the first place?
Well, I think the embarrassment of going back and saying, "Excuse me, I stole this. Take my money, please." They'll be like, "I don't even remember you. Who are you? Why are you paying me?" It'll be so embarrassing that you'll never do it again.
Okay. Goodbye, God. He leaves.
No,
I have a sin.
You, me and you, yes? Is it thievery? Right.
No.
Okay, good.
All right, so, like, you know how also, we're not
supposed
to do...
I do not condone pedophilia.
Cut our gang of bucks are they're in like
and a leech.
And a leech. They are they're outside the praying mantis compound where the prophet is staying. And the Messiah is staying. And they've set up like camp for the night.
Tomorrow's the day.
Tomorrow is the day.
Tomorrow's
the day.
Picks up his guitar and he sits by the campfire and you hear him strumming in the background. Dun,
dun. He's fucking shredding because of how many legs he has.
Guys, do you think we're gonna die tomorrow?
I don't know, Ollie. I think some of us might. But I think that'll just make us make whoever lives stronger.
What? That's kind of morbid.
I don't know. It's a part of the hero's journey, isn't it? They have to have a sacrifice.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you're just saying something. I don't want our new friends to die. Look at the Skeeter there. He's got a wife and kids, and a Spider Joe has a web at home.
Mm-hmm. Have their arms around each other by the fire.
And Larry the Leech. He
exists.
He's a leech, yeah. And a freaking that grasshopper. I don't know anything about him other than he does a wicked good Hamlet. I swear to God.
I think he's a budding actor.
Honestly, he should get out of this business before we all get arrested.
Yeah, he should. And, he should go to Bollywood.
That's Bug Hollywood.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like India. I was like, oh.
Either one.
Honestly, he could do Bollywood or Bollywood.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the waitress. I'll go back and join everyone else.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And that waitress, she's not even a gangster and she's here.
Well, I'm doing
and
great.
You, Trevor. And Trevor, look at you. Look at you, Trevor.
Hi.
Your dad abused you as a kid. He beat you up.
Holy shit. He did. He was all 65 of his fists raining down on my little feeble body.
That's wild. And you beat alcoholism for this, and now look at where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Trevor, but I'm not bugophobic, so not like that way.
Okay.
So don't ask me about that again.
I won't, man. I wasn't going to.
Yeah. Well, you did earlier this morning.
Wow, it's only been a day.
It's only been a day. You've asked me twice. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. I can't believe we're here. I can't believe this prophecy.
I know. Do you think I'm going to be the one who kills the prophet? He doesn't know it's the Messiah yet.
Well, it's your birthmark says so.
You're right. It does say that.
You gotta get the power from the birthmark, Jesus.
The birthmark, Jesus. All right, we better sleep, because tomorrow, early in the morning, we attack.
Strike.
Yeah. Secretly, of course. Maybe we should do it. Maybe we should come up with a plan. You think?
Eh. We can improvise.
Yeah, sure. It'd be fine.
Cut two. Next morning. Next morning, the group of bugs, the bug gang. What are you The bug gang... comes to the outer wall of the compound that they're at, of the praying mantis compound. They're all wearing black.
In the background, you hear chanting.
Listen, guys, Skeeter is a little nervous. I have kids at home. You know what my wife said to me the other day?
What'd she say?
She said, "Don't bite the hand that feeds you." You know what I mean?
No, get we it? Don't.
It's, no, it's like, that's, I guess, a mosquito joke. You guys probably don't get it.
No. I'm like, because I bite, I do
mosquito bites.
And I then, suck I'm, on things!
The, shut up, Larry, shut up, shut up. I think
all right.
All right.
If we,
you, Skeeter.
Yeah.
this made up plan that we're making right now. You and I, Spider Joe, me, that's me.
I understand. I know your name.
I think we should go in and do reconnaissance first.
I was going to suggest that.
We should do that. We should disguise ourselves as go to the praying sky. Mantises. Go to the sky?
Just do some aerial.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'll crawl up.
Okay.
Or you want to go undercover?
I think we should go undercover.
Well then yeah, we should all go undercover. Fun. Why should only two of you go undercover? I want to go undercover. Yeah. These old brittle bones want to roll around and go undercover. Yeah. We haven't done any rolling.
Don, let those two go.
All right.
Let those two go in first.
All right, go in first.
No, I can do some pretty good reconnaissance. I'm a hooker over
and a ladybug.
The three of you in, do reconnaissance.
Excuse me, Don. I am the chosen one. Okay? Let me do it. The three of you go in there, do reconnaissance, and then let us in through the back door. Oh, actually, course. I think you should let us through the back door. You know what I'm saying?
And sure thing.
And then we'll
report back then.
Strike while the iron is hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds great.
Cut to the three reconnaissance bugs are walking up to the gate. And they're just going to be asked to be let in.
Two praying mantis guards see them. Hey, I see movement over there.
Movement? Where?
Movement?
Where? Movement?
Brothers. Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
Praise be. We are reporting for duty.
All right, come in.
What?
They swing open the gate.
Hold on. What's your business? All right.
Oh, good question. They close the gate.
Dang it.
I love opening the gate.
I know you do.
Spider Joe Butson, we're a performance troupe.
Oh, really? I love performances. Perform.
Yeah, well, we're having one today at noon. We're doing a show at lunch.
Oh, perfect. Come in then. He swings open the gate again. Do you have a problem with it this time, fellow gate guard?
No, that sounds reasonable. We are planning an attack today, so
yes, we are.
To get morale up, I guess a performance would be great.
We're going to destroy that old lady's house. Come in.
Yes. That old roly-poly who besmirched our messiah.
Disgusting.
His old flame just stole his heart out when he should have stolen her head.
Face.
And
These two praying mantises look down and the bugs are gone.
Okay. Well,
I guess they were in a hurry.
I guess it's time to kiss each other again.
Cut to interior compound, kind of like maintenance closet. The three of them are in there trying to formulate where they should go. All right, I'm thinking if we go to the map room, we can figure out where the prophet stays.
All right, so in my years working in tending bar and giving people drinks, I can seduce them. I'm going.
Who are you? You're going to seduce like who?
I can seduce anybody that comes, you know.
Okay, that's the plan. We should head to the map room.
Head to the map room.
If we run into anybody, you can just seduce them.
Perfect.
I
can also serve them drinks.
What? Let's try seducing first.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the map room.
Okay. So they open the door and they start walking down the hallway. They run into a praying mantis just almost immediately.
Hello? Who are you?
Oh, you want me to seduce?
Yeah, go right now. Okay. Go right now.
Well,
she'll talk to you.
I'm just a little ladybug, and I'm... got all lost. You know, little old me, I don't know where I've been or who I'm talking to. So you and me, we're just gonna go through this together. They're gone. They're long gone. We go through this together.
Do you want my number?
I'll tell you what I want. She beckons him closer.
Yes.
She karate chops his face off. That'll teach you. That comes from carrying the poo-poo platter. And then she walks.
Cut to interior map room.
She's a badass.
The, The three of them are looking at maps of the building. It's just like file cabinets and paper and stuff, and they're just rummaging all through the thing. I can't find anything. I can't find where this prophet's supposed to be.
Yeah. If we had like a schedule or something of like where he's supposed to be and shit.
Oh, you mean this schedule of where he's supposed to be?
When did you find that?
I've been holding it.
What the fuck?
What? I found it earlier and I just.
Another praying mantis walks in. Hey, everyone. Hi. Wait, you guys, are you done with this file cabinet?
Oh, we'll be done in 1 second, big boy.
What? Who are you people?
We're the performance troupe that's going to be performing today before the invasion.
Do you want me to punch his face off?
Just a second.
Okay.
Oh, you guys are the acrobats.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
of
they course. told us you guys are coming. I think it's kind of strange that we're all going to have a nice leisurely time before we kill all those old ladies and stuff. Don't you guys think that's a little weird?
Well, you know what gets the blood flowing better for killing is some good old acrobatic.
Oh.
We all had different things to say.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. So, okay. Well, it's nice to meet you guys. My name's Kyle. Hi. I just got out of high school, and this is my job.
Oh, okay, Kyle. Karate chop him. Karate chop him.
No, please. Ah!
Kyle dies.
Wow, we really cut down a guy in his prime, don't you think?
Do you want some of the blood?
Skeeter?
Yeah, Skeeter.
Yes.
You want it? All right.
Fine, I'll drink it, but I won't be happy about it.
All right.
He was probably a good kid. He just got out of high school.
You don't need it either, Skeeter. I see you.
Rude.
I'm kidding.
All right, let's look at the schedule, see where the prophet's supposed to be.
All right.
What's it say?
It says he's going to be in his praying room from 3 to 8.
Jesus.
Well, that's a long time praying. Okay.
That is a long time.
All right. So I have a map
and
here.
And then he's
going to
go to his bedroom. And then he's going to go to the playroom. I want to go to the playroom. And then he's going to go back to his bedroom.
That's enough. I think we should hit him in the prayer room, don't you think? The prayer room? Or the playroom. Should we hit him in the playroom?
I want to go to the playroom.
No, we can't go to the playroom. This isn't vacation.
Well, how often do I get to leave the Pizza Palace? Not too often.
So I don't know. I leave all the...
Well, I mean, you can leave, but, you know,
yeah,
I live there.
Are you in... You live at the Pizza Palace? Do you need help? I can write you a loan.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Okay,
wait. How many ticket stubs are we talking?
I could probably write you a loan for 3 ticket stubs.
I'm in debt of a lot more.
Like how much?
80.
80 ticket stubs?
80 ticket stubs.
Well, we're all splitting 2 full tickets for this job.
I thought it was so much more, really?
No, we're all just splitting 2 tickets.
Okay.
And we're all getting massages.
I forgot about that part. The old man done. All right. Should I pull this lever and open up the back door?
Yeah. So let those guys
or
in.
Should you do it?
Huh, we're back. Alec had some technical difficulties.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right. Let's cut you outside the compound. Our bugs are waiting for the door to be opened.
They're taking forever.
Honestly, I swear to God, if they don't do this quickly, we might lose him.
All right, boys. I think it's time we just go over and we do it ourselves.
Nah, let's give him a couple minutes. Let's give him a couple minutes. Have faith, Don. Have faith.
Have faith in Spider Joe,
faith in
Skeeter,
Spider Joe
and the Ladybug.
And the Ladybug. I don't know if they can do it. Well,
Larry, what's your deal? What do you think, Larry? I'm asking you, Larry.
Larry! Well, me?
Yeah,
Larry?
You.
Yeah, you.
Larry, you might be the one to bring this whole entire operation to a head. You might be our brawn. You might be our secret weapon, Larry.
I'm the secret weapon?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Out of nowhere, a bird comes down and snatches Larry.
Oh, no.
Larry. Oh, God.
The door opens.
I guess Larry? That's less a less person for the tickets. Okay.
Yeah, honestly, more money for... Okay, let's go. Cut to outside the prey room. Our bugs have joined up, and they're going to go in and attack the prophet.
All right, let's go in and attack the prophet.
All right, I will. Listen, I'm just getting my game face on, because I'm going to have to kill him. So
everybody get your game face on. Game faces on. Can we get our game faces on, too?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're going to have to fight him, but like I'm gonna be the one who kills him, because I have the birthmark, you know?
I think we should send the grasshopper in first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's kind of
a wild card.
He's kind of our secret weapon now that Larry died.
Yeah, now that Larry's dead, rest in peace.
Ollie, you were kind of scared about somebody dying yesterday.
I was, and my nightmare has become real.
Whoa!
I never thought
about
that.
Do you have visions?
Oh my god! I don't know.
I mean, I have vision.
Oh my god!
I can see all of you.
I can see you too, and the freaking spider can see us with his eight eyes. But
oh, disgusting!
Yeah, I can't. Jesus!
Stop looking. My eyes are up here. Listen.
My eyes are everywhere.
I need you guys to talk me up a little bit. I'm scared. I'm afraid they're going to kill my Nana.
You're dope, dude. You're fucking dope.
I have to tell you something.
Thank you. What? What is it?
I'm your grandfather.
Oh, yeah. We freaking thought that earlier.
We figured that out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a big reveal.
No,
you kind of brushed that off.
You said you had children with my granny, and I said, hey, am I your grandson then? And you said, we'll tell you later. I figured you were just going to tell me that.
Well... Have you been visiting your grandmother?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, I haven't. I've been making money.
You
haven't?
You haven't been visiting her?
No, I haven't. I've been out around with Trevor. We've been under rocks. I've been making money for my family. It's hard to visit Nana when you're doing all that crap.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Here in our roly-poly society as lowly-roly-polies.
Lowly-roly-polies. We're the only lowly-roly-polies around.
We're bros in the roly-poly society.
The chanting inside the prayer room gets louder.
Oh, no.
That sounds like it's time. All right, I think I'm ready.
All right, I think you're ready, too. Go.
Interior. Prayer room. Our butts burst through the door, and the four praying mantises that are at the altar chanting stop.
One of the praying mantises in the room is just like, hey, look, it's the acrobats.
Oh, yeah, the acrobats. When I was at the gate guard with you earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I let him
in. The ladybug karate chops them.
Boom. The grasshopper sits on the ground.
Where?
They all begin to converge on the grasshopper.
Where is the prophet?
We don't have a prophet.
Oh.
We have a messiah.
Is he the guy from the other day who bit that guy's head off?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
That guy said he was a prophet.
Well, we found out that he was a messiah. We had this whole entire thing.
I don't understand. What's the difference?
Hey, buddy, can you tell him the difference again?
Yeah, I can tell you the difference. So the difference is that a prophet is somebody who can hear the words of God, but a messiah is someone who's actually God incarnate, if I'm hearing this correctly.
Oh,
I'm
not
sure I'm getting
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So,
yeah, so now that we cleared that up.
Than just a prophet. So anyway, now that we cleared that up, now we have to kill you, right?
No, we have to kill you.
Oh.
There's more of us.
There's more? Well, there's more of us, too.
No, well.
What do you mean, no? Yes, there is.
Kill this guy. Mosquito puts his stinger, or whatever, what is it? His proboscis thing through that praying mantis's head.
Proboscis.
Fuck.
All right, you two praying mantis fucks. Where's the messiah, I guess? Where is he?
The messiah is floating in the air in a... In a meditative stance. Are you looking for me?
Yeah,
don't
I've
disturb
been
him.
About you.
Do not disturb
frickin'
him.
Freaking kill this guy.
The ladybug does a high jump kick towards the messiah. The messiah waves her off psychically.
She explodes against the wall.
No! I wasn't going to tell you this, Ollie, but I kind of fallen in love for the ladybug.
You did? That's...
Yeah, she kind of did some moves on me during the middle of the night.
Oh, I thought you were into me.
Who dare disturbs my prayer?
It's me, you freaking prophet, messiah, garbage. Yes. It's me.
Look
at my
Ollie,
birthmark.
Ollie, show him the birthmark.
Yeah, it's this. Look, I'm the chosen one. I'm set to defeat you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my me. Well, now it's time to fight.
Oh, my bug.
Yeah, we've been fighting. He begins my friend.
Floating. Well, I haven't been fighting. Well, I did.
Oh, you did. It was kind of
passively, I guess. Oh, yeah, you haven't done anything.
No, not yet.
You haven't even rolled yet.
You want me to roll?
Oh, you asking him to roll, dude?
You asking me to roll?
Oh, shit. I'll roll, bro. The motherfucking roly-poly boy?
I am a roly-poly. I am the only roly-loly, only poly
who can
roll all over your face.
And crush your soul.
Do it, then.
Huh. Nothing happened.
No. What? I don't think... I'm not feeling anything, bro. All
right. Slowly, he begins to...
Descend
from his awakened prayer state.
Now you must die. He's in a crane position.
Yeah, he's in a crouching tiger, hidden crane right now. He lunges towards him, but is intercepted by the grasshopper.
All right,
who has been sitting silently on the floor this entire time.
I am enlightened as well. You are a false god.
I am a true god. You're
you
a
are a false god.
God. You're a false god. You're a false god.
You're a false god.
You're a false god.
Stop saying blasphemy at me. You are a demon in sheep's clothing. I think you are a heathen. Heathen.
A heathen?
Yes, not a heathen. That's a different thing.
Heathen.
Meanwhile, the other bugs are fighting off the other four grasshoppers that were there. Spire Joe is throwing his playing cards at them and slicing off their appendages. And yeah. Who's still alive?
The Don, he's there with his cane beating up people.
Skeeter is flying around sucking blood whenever he can.
And then that's alive. Travis?
Trevor.
Trevor's Trevor. Doing something too.
Everybody's yeah, and doing... then Grasshopper's with, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the three roly poly, Spider Joe, Trevor, or not Trevor, Skeeter, and the Grasshopper that are still alive.
Yes.
Yes.
You are a false god.
You're a false god.
God, stop saying that. Let me say my speech.
Okay, do your speech.
Okay.
Yes.
You take the name of God in vain, and I will smite you down.
Let's see.
That was it.
All right.
Okay.
Let's back up a little bit, because
okay,
right now we're a little too
up.
Close. Okay.
Okay.
They back up.
You're right.
Okay. So, I think I know what we need to do.
What? What? What will we do? Heathen.
We are going to play poker.
I got cards.
You have cards?
Yeah, I do. I can deal you in.
Oh, okay. They sit down across the
altar.
across the altar. They're playing cards on like the sacrificial table.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it's called.
A sacrificial table, yeah.
Oh, okay.
An altar. It's called an altar.
An altar. Do you sacrifice people on the altar, or do you do it on like a separate thing?
No, I think like an altar is for sacrifice.
It's like multi-purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
gotcha.
I think it's usually most for sacrifices.
Oh, well, that works out good. All right. They're playing cards. All right.
Poker.
All in. He puts all his chips in. I haven't even seen my cards yet.
All right.
He's all seeing.
Deal us out, Spider Joe.
All
deal
us
out.
Of course. Of course.
I like that you're shooting at the things with your webs.
Yeah. My webs.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Prophet.
All right.
I raise you.
I'm all in. You can't, I mean, I can't.
Oh, you're right.
I can't go higher.
Fine, I'm all in too. All
right, good. All right, show your cards.
Okay. Three.
Two, one.
One. But.
What do you have?
I've got got I freaking got I got two pair of kings.
Well, I have a pair of twos, so.
So I win.
Oh damn!
Wow, you're so big and mighty. You're not. Yeah. You freaking idiot.
The prophet, the Messiah, clutches his heart.
Ollie, quick!
Ollie jumps over the table and kicks the prophet in the face.
His foot goes right into his face and leaves like an indent, like.
And then the indent starts to crack.
Yeah.
And his entire body starts to crack all over. And
he's shaking.
And then a light peers through the cracks in his body, and then he explodes.
And like a brilliant beam of light shines right into the sky.
All the bugs in Bugtropolis and the surrounding bug cities see the light. They know what it is. They all scream in excitement. Hooray!
Yay!
Hooray!
Yay! Well, that was freaking sweet, I guess. Should we go visit? What?
What'd you say?
What'd you say?
They're all standing around silently until they hear a noise coming from the sky. It's Larry, the bird. The light went right through the bird, and now Larry's falling, and he's screaming. Ah! And then Larry splats. He shoots out everywhere.
All right, well, me and Trevor are going to go see
well,
my grandma.
I feel like I should go, too.
Yeah, you should come, Don. All right, thanks, guys. Cut to.
All right, exterior grandma's house.
All right, Don, we're going to go see my grandma now.
Well, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to just say my
Well, obviously you're going
piece.
With us. You're outside the house with us.
I know. I'm going in with you. I mean, well.
Yeah, freaking.
I mean, I'll let you go in first, break the ice, because you visit her all the time, and she'll
Well,
be happy to see
I don't really visit her all the time, actually.
He doesn't.
You don't? Okay, no. Well.
Fine. Well, okay. We'll get you introduced. And
okay,
be,
good. Yeah.
Good.
Do a big entrance.
Trevor and Ollie walk in, and they greet Grandma. Hey, Grandma.
Hello. You just walked right into my house. You didn't knock,
Grandma,
right?
Grandma, I'm visiting.
You're visiting? What?
I'm here to visit you. I visited you the other day, didn't I?
You did, and I gave you Don's number.
Yeah, I called Don, actually.
Oh, you called Don? Did you tell
him? I called Don.
Did you tell him where you got the number from?
No, I said the street like you told me.
Good.
Why? Do you not want to see him?
I haven't thought about your grandfather. I mean, I haven't thought about Don in a long time, you know?
Grandma.
Yeah.
I know Don's my grandfather.
He what? Knows, miss.
I know.
Did
I
he,
know.
Did he tell you?
He did.
Oh,
he told
rude
me.
Rude of him? Oh. Well, now you know my big secret.
That's it? That's your secret?
I'm your grandfather.
Grandma, well, I know you're my grandma.
We got a big secret as well.
What did you say?
We got a big secret as well.
Oh, you have a secret?
Yeah, Grandma.
You better not keep a secret from an old lady.
I won't. Okay, here's the secret. Yeah. I'm your grandson. I mean...
Holy shit!
No, I'm kidding.
What surprised me like
the,
that?
The actual secret is that we brought Don. He's outside.
You did what?
We did. We brought... Come on in, Don. Come on in.
I don't want to...
Don, get in here.
Don, I hear you. Come in.
Trevor drags the Don in.
You're looking good, Don. You got a nice cane and everything.
Why, thank you. You're not looking too ugly yourself.
Oh, Don, you always had a way with words. Come in.
Don, tell Grandma what we did.
Well,
tell her what we did.
We killed the bad guy.
You killed the bad guy. Why'd you do that?
Oh, I did God. It for you.
Grandma, it's a bad guy. We're supposed to kill them.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Did you not send me on this quest to kill a bad guy?
I did. But I also sent you to find my love.
I did that. I did that too.
Yeah, you did. You brought him right here to my house.
Yeah.
So, Don, why don't you say we test out my new mattress.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Okay. Should I go? Should I?
Don, dude, go. Don, go.
She's at, Don, go.
Don,
go, Don.
Downstairs. Go, Don. Nice. All right, I'll see you boys later. All right, come on, Don.
All right.
Okay, I'm going up the stairs. They both roll up the stairs for the first time.
Trevor.
What up, man?
Listen, you've been a good friend to me.
Of course.
I just wanted to thank you for helping me kill a praying mantis and helping get my grandma laid.
It was my pleasure, man. Anything for one of my best friends.
Yeah, I'm sorry about your girlfriend, the ladybug. I'm sorry that she died.
Hey, man. I she might have just been part of her seducive powers, but I think the real thing that I felt was with you, man.
Well, yeah, I feel a lot of things with you too, but again, I'm not really bug phobic, so it's not like that. It's just like we're friends.
Yeah, of course, man, of course.
Yeah.
This is part of your hero's journey.
This is part of my hero's journey. Listen, buddy, I love you, but not that way, obviously, because I'm not.
I love you too.
Yeah. All right, good.
And I'm not going to say not in that way because I do love you in that way. But you know, I'll get on with it.
I know. We zoom out from the house and we can hear Grandma and Don going at it. Credits.
Fun times.
Fun times, indeed.
Fun times.
Even though my fucking computer's being a bitch ass.
Yeah, that's what happens when we're on quarantine episode number...
Number six.
Is this episode six or is this...
No, this is episode eight, but this is quarantine episode six.
Yes, this is quarantine episode six.
Wow.
Alec needs a new computer.
Honestly, I'm sick of the quarantine, I'll say it.
Me too.
Yeah. But luckily, hopefully next week, you know, or next episode, I should say.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be in person. We won't get any hopes up or anything.
No. That would be nice, though.
We got plans to actually meet up in person for once.
Hey!
The first time in nearly 5 months.
Yeah. My God.
Oh, my God. All right?
Yeah. It was at the very beginning of February that was the last time that we saw each other, and we won't be seeing each other until the very end of June.
Jesus.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Boys, I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Aww, I miss you, too.
All right, what are we calling this one?
The False Messiah. The False Bug
False
Messiah.
Bugs Life 2.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez. Rick.
It should be something about religion.
Prophet versus Messiah. The Bug Prophecy.
The Bug Father.
The Bug Father, yes.
Yes.
That's it, because it's like the Godfather, and it's also like the Father, like the God.
Yeah.
God, like God,
that's good.
The Father. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
That's good. The Bug Father.
Okay, so let's talk about leeches for a second, because I think I still have them Googled. I do. I have leech anatomy Googled. They're gross. Have you ever seen a leech in real life?
Yeah, it's like all the mouth, right?
Yeah, there was this one time that... It was like my fifth grade class, I think, or I think it was fourth. It might have been third grade. That time frame, third through fifth grade. There was like we had like a lake day or something near the end of the school year, and we went to a lake that was notoriously had leeches.
Ew.
And they were just like, oh yeah, by the way, don't go swimming too far out into the lake because you might get a leech on you.
Ew.
That's yeah, gross. I know. So I was a little scared to swim in there, but most everybody did. So I was just like, well, I gotta join them.
You gotta join them.
I can't be a social outcast, even.
No, you have to join the leeches.
I don't think I ever went swimming with a class.
Oh, really?
No, we had like swim. So in third grade, we did like swimming classes on Monday. for some reason. Like, I guess that must, is that part of the curriculum? Have you guys done that?
No.
What, swimming?
Okay. Yeah, swimming. Did they like teach you swimming?
In high school, I had to do that.
You had to take swimming?
It was like part of the gym curriculum. Like,
oh.
Like we had a less, like, not like a lesson, but like a unit on swimming.
Interesting.
Your fucking school had a pool?
Yeah.
My school had a pool. Your school didn't have a pool?
Your school didn't have a pool?
Well, we probably did for the swimming team, I guess, but I don't know where it was. Alec never went to the gym. Alec never had to go to the gym because I never had to take a phys ed.
You didn't have to take gym?
Really?
No.
I
feel like that's a requirement, isn't it?
Forgot to take gym.
It's technically a requirement, but because I was in this weird program that took me away from
smart kid school.
They just waived it for you?
Yeah, they waived it for me.
That's awesome.
Fun.
So leeches.
I wish I didn't have to take gym.
I wish me too, because I took gym and it blocked out a whole freaking year because you had to take 2 semesters of it.
Gross.
So it was boring. And I don't like gym. Like, I like to hang out and stuff, but...
Me too.
I mean, like, I like to play sports.
Like, so relatable,
sometimes.
Yeah,
so relatable. Like, I kind of, like, I had fun in gym class, but I never wanted to take it.
Yeah.
And I wish I didn't have to. There, I said it. Sorry, gym.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Sorry, people who like gym.
Dude, tell
taking
gym.
Taking stances.
What'd you say? I missed it.
I said we're taking a stance on gym.
Yeah, dude, we can't. Let's cancel gym. Gym is canceled.
Cancel gym.
Gym is canceled. All right, so is that good for today?
I think so. I don't have anything else to say.
No, I don't really. I'm not cool with words.
All right, good. All right, thank you all for watching this, for listening and watching this episode. What?
We should thank Jessica for her suggestion of A course. Bug's Life.
Shout her out on Twitter, too.
Jessica. Well, maybe we shouldn't dox her. Like, give out her name.
Let's dox her.
Yeah.
She was also the one who won our contest.
Yeah, she also won our contest.
Yeah,
remember the email contest that none of you freaking emailed?
Dollars.
You gave her,
$15?
Yeah. Well, because I have a good amount of money in my Venmo. Don't hack my Venmo. But I... I've acquired a good amount of money in my Venmo.
There you go.
Our contest is over.
Our contest is over. But if you have suggestions of things, email us at screenplaypodcast@gmail.com and make sure you include in the subject line, "Hello, Jake," and I'll read it.
Or just anything. Like, we'll all read it probably.
Yeah.
But if you write, "Hello, Jake," I'll definitely read
Jake
it.
Jake will read it. He'll tweet about you probably.
I will tweet about you.
And if you are interested in following us on social media, you can follow the podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We are at Screenplay PCast on all of those. If you want to follow us individually, I am at Alec Combs on Twitter and at Electrode on Instagram.
I am at Jesse Sarowitz on both Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Jake Rubin 69 on Twitter, at JAKELI 123 on Instagram. If you want to see more of my face, but now I have a mustache, so those will not be present in the pictures.
I wish they were. I wish it was.
Me too.
I wish you were.
This has been Screenplay, the improvised movie. Follow us on social media. Give us a like. Subscribe to us. 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Share us with a friend.
Share us with an enemy.
Send us an email with suggestions, all that good stuff.
Right, hello, Jay.
And we'll see you next time.
Yes,
this
we will.
This has been Screenplay.
Light
Speed.
A studio
Ghibli film.